You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. This is Sadie.
And Christy.
From hippanddetroit.com, coming to you live from podcastdetroit.com, sponsored by M1 Studios. M1 Studios always hanging out in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
Still not talking. Still just hanging out watching us do our podcast. So welcome to another monthly podcast. We are in the month of June. Christy Labs, can you believe it's June?
I can't believe it's June. I feel like it was just New Year's Eve.
Like, you feel like it was just New Year's
yeah,
Eve?
Yeah, like
Man,
a week ago.
You must have got wasted this year.
No, I didn't.
It's definitely not just New Year's Eve.
No.
But it is June, and it is summer, and movement's already over.
Good.
I know, well, good. I mean, but still, movement's over, which is weird. That's like the official kickoff of summer.
It is, yeah.
So
now
we're
it's
like
officially summer.
It's like 88 degrees outside right now.
I know.
And we are
crazy.
Inside doing a podcast.
Yeah.
This seems really fun in the winter.
We should have done it outside.
I was thinking about that because then I could get a tan, but I don't know how we'd bring all this out there.
Yeah, that'd be yeah.
Person behind the board is like, yeah, that would have never happened.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Not surprised by that. So welcome to another monthly podcast. I want to thank everybody who's been listening. We've been getting lots of texts and emails and things like that you guys are actually listening to what we're talking about. So that's very cool. If you have any suggestions or any thoughts that you want to share with us, you can always email us at hippindetroit@gmail.com. And if we don't like you, we will promptly ignore it. And if we like you, we'll tell people about it because it's me and Christy and we can do whatever the fuck we want. Welcome to 2017.
At least now people that like haven't been getting responses from us know we don't like them.
There so you go. Good point. If I don't answer your email, there's a reason. Get a grip on life. Stop emailing me. If I don't answer your text, maybe there's a reason, and maybe it's not because I'm dead. Like, you never know. You
Say.
Never know. Anyways, so I always like to start off with, what the fuck did you do this weekend, Christy?
So this time I actually have something exciting to share.
All right, what do you
about,
got for
other
me?
Than house stuff? But
I got house stuff too.
Yeah.
But let's start with cool stuff.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be.
So last night I went to the Trout record release show. If I say album, Lee will kill me because apparently an album can only be referred to as an album if it's a full length.
Okay.
I don't know. I always use record and album interchangeably, but I got yelled at like twice this week by my friend Lee for that.
I feel like that's like always like the LP, MP, 9P,
right.
Like all that different stuff.
And here's
like,
another point, Lee. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody. Nobody was like, I am insulted that Christy wrote that it's a record or album release party. And somebody was like, you know what? This ruined it. I was going to go see the Idiot Kids. I can't do it anymore. I don't know if it's one song. I don't know if it's 10 songs. I'm so confused.
You know what we do that on a lot, too, is like champagne versus sparkling wine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's just because like we're neurotic or we're food people, but like...
You are food people,
constantly,
and that's
like,
why.
Under our breath, people are like, you want to try some champagne? And we're like, I would love a glass of your sparkling wine.
Oh. I love that that's a thing. Everybody always has a thing. Like, production people will have a word you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, so Trout released an album with Jet Plastic last night at Smalls.
Oh, cool.
And they're freaking awesome. They're kind of a classic rocky vibe. My friend Pete's a singer. And he's like, I don't know. He's a completely different person once he's on stage singing. It's crazy.
I
you wouldn't
like
expect like the voice to come out of him that does. Or just like the stage presence. It's crazy.
So cool. Where was that show at? Smalls?
Smalls, yeah. So me and Justin Felix from Her Dark Host sat there in awe the whole time. And one little funny thing that I laughed about all night, I complimented him on his shirt before they went on stage. He's like, oh yeah, I stole it from the bass player. I'm like, oh cool. And then the bass player came out with a vest on with no shirt under it. And I'm like,
oh.
Did you for real just like take it from the bass player? Like, oh, that shirt's cooler than mine. Can I have it, please? And
like
then he
that.
Came out shirtless. So
that's awesome.
I don't know if that's what happened, but I'm going to just pretend it
no,
is.
No, that's awesome. So that's awesome. I actually went out both nights. I went to your work on Friday night.
Yeah.
I came to the DCFC game.
Yeah.
I was really proud of myself for going. So I went
fun.
A few years ago when it was at the old stadium, right?
At Cass.
And I wanted to die. Like, I thought it was the stupidest thing on the planet. People were pushing me and lighting off smoke bombs in my face. And, like, it was sports. Like, just straight up fucking sports, you know? And I was just like, oh, my God, I would never do this again. And I guess, like, there was, like, a side little area, you know, with like a couple of stands, and like maybe a quarter into the game, I made my friend Allison, Monster Free Design, thank you for the flyer, by the way. Mm-hmm. I made her go sit in the little stands, and apparently, like, if you're really into DCFC, this is very embarrassing to sit in these stands. So I like ruined her night. She was like, oh my God, like, I have a scarf on. And by the way, DCFC, you're geniuses. Like, they sell shirts, scarves, and towels.
That stuff
and that's
is not
the
cheap.
Bare minimum that you have to have to be a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you better have those three things on. You might want to have maroon pants on.
Right.
But, like, the bare minimum, you're investing, like, a couple hundred just to be, like, part of the game. What? Which, cheers to that, guys. So, like, I just didn't like it. And I was like, whoa, I can't understand why people do this. They have this whole march into the stadium, and you couldn't drink in the stadium, so everybody would get totally trashed as they're marching in. And then they just show up at that point. And it's like, well, this isn't fun to me. So I was hesitant to go, but my friend Allison is like 6-7 months pregnant. And her husband couldn't go with her. He was going to see Daughters at Elk Club, which like apparently everybody in the world went to.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. She's like, we have gold passes. We have this parking thing. I'm like, all right, bitch, I'll take you to this thing. So we went. I had the fucking time of my life.
Yeah.
The new stadium
is
amazing.
Keyworth is a total game changer.
Game changer. First of all, you're in Hamtramck.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You're sort of like in the middle of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you can see the train just slowly going past during the game every once in a while, just kind of like over to the right on the side of the stadium. So you can sit in the stands with all the crazy people, or you can sit across from them. There's like a whole nother stand area, and then there's the gold area. Now you need to either get in the gold area or start fucking somebody in the gold area, because that's where it's at, man. Like, you got so much space, nobody's bothering you.
Oh, isn't that where they have like the little seat pads with the backs too?
They do have some of those. We didn't have those. We're not that cool. Actually, Allison brought her own pad, which I thought was pretty baller.
Nice.
But yeah, like, you're sitting right there on the field, you're watching everything happen. The coolest thing I thought, like, we were watching the coach, mm-hmm. which I thought was just kind of like a cool extra.
Doesn't he remind you of Jeremy? Every time
Jeremy
I see
who?
Like Jeremy Damask, like Paisai.
No.
Yeah, no, he looks just like him.
Interesting. Okay. Nope, I didn't think that whole time. We also got to watch the other team. They were to the right of us, mm-hmm. and there was a fight, which is exactly what I want to happen at a soccer game, is for fans to fight, and I don't think it usually happens,
no.
but it happened in front of me, and the security, like, took him down, and that guy that runs it was over there in 2 seconds and was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, Alex Wright was on top of shit, man.
He was on top of shit.
Yeah.
And my friend that was with me, the best thing ever, and for anybody that's into DCFC, I think you'll appreciate this, my friend Derek Swanson stood up and started pushing one of the guys with the security guard, yelling, you're not a gold card member. You're not a gold card member. Like, that was the reason there was a problem, and it was literally one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But, like, new stadium, too, has local food.
Yeah, lots of food trucks.
They had El Guapo.
Lots of drinks.
They had Slows. They had Amici's Pizza there with a pizza oven, making pizza fresh out of the oven and handing it to you.
Yeah.
Blake's has taps.
And they have City Till I Die cider that's just for the games.
Yes, they have their own made cider. And then they had the Wolf. Wolf Moon had, like, their own drink booth.
Yeah.
I forget what – there was a couple other bars, too. But, like, now they do the march over, and everybody doesn't have to get shit wasted because they can have drinks at the event. And they can have, like, good, awesome, fun local products at the event. And nothing was, like, crazy priced. Like, everything was totally reasonable. I don't know. I'm, like, all excited.
Except for the Faygo. It's $3 for a can of Faygo.
Okay, well, let me tell you. The best part of my
night.
That's,
only, that's like, where
so
they're making
that
their
you
money.
Mentioned that. Can you imagine? What does it cost to, like, have Faygo? Like, 40 cents normally?
Yeah,
like, it's not very expensive,
cans,
right?
They're so cheap.
Yeah. But anyways, I bought one because, you know, the last time I had a Faygo Red Pop? Like, it was so good. I was in heaven. I ate that in a Michi slice, and I was like, yep. And that was only $8. Yeah. I feel like, you know, you can go 14 and spend.
I mean, yeah, it's way better than, like,
Palace
going to a Tigers
or something.
Game or something, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I really loved that Friday night. I thought that was really cool. So I highly suggest, if you're into soccer or having fun or local stuff, you should try that.
It's
I
just fun
myself.
To go be outside there and
weather was perfect.
Chill, get some food. I think tickets are pretty cheap, like $10 or something like that.
I don't
that.
Know. I was sitting in the gold area. And I told him I'm only coming back if I'm in the gold area, which is really no different than any other area, but I'm always going to pretend like it is.
You guys haven't been to a game, right?
No.
No.
It's like chained off with bright yellow plastic chains. Yeah. That's the gold area.
Wait, that's the
within
gold
the bleachers like still.
You have to show a plastic card to get in there.
She's making it sound so prestigious.
I'm also drinking $6 champagne, Christy, okay?
Hey.
Let's pay attention to where I'm at in life.
That was on purpose.
Like, so yeah, Friday night was sweet.
Sparkling wine. Sparkling. Let's point out that it's sparkling wine.
Is it? Damn it. I didn't even realize.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I usually drink.
Seriously?
It's only champagne if it comes from champagne.
Come from champagne. I know.
So
that.
Anywhere else, it's sparkling.
Damn it. Oh, I thought this
one was actually champagne. Turns
we
out
just talked about this.
Not for $6.99. Your entry into champagne is like $30.
Well, so then I guess I lie all the time because I say I don't like wine, but I do like wine if it's sparkling wine. Apparently,
you know, I know so many people who are not wine drinkers, but will down bubbles. Like, they love it.
Yeah.
And then I know a bunch of people who are huge wine drinkers that hate bubbles.
No,
that's
they sound like
weird.
Horrible people.
I know, right?
What kind of horrible friends do you have? I don't want to know these people. Don't mention that on the radio. Awesome. I like you guys already. Okay, one more thing I did this weekend is I ended up going to Pride yesterday.
Yeah.
In Ferndale.
You had a great time.
Dude, I really did have a great time in the sense
pride.
That, like...
Corey's got his pride.
Nice. Yes, you went someplace yesterday.
No,
we were just at our store at the Rust Belt.
Oh, because I saw that they were handing those out at different stores, so that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. I didn't get one. I didn't make it into any stores. I only made it into bars, which is not a surprise for me. I went out with Hot Alex, which shout out to Hot Alex, shout out to Brightly Twisted. Hot Alex lives up to Hot Alex because that's what I call her and that's what I introduce her to people as. Uh-huh. But like she always delivers for me. Like she probably weighs, 85 pounds or something. She's like 7 foot tall and she shows up in like blue jeans, a crop top that's like a white wife beater for no use of a better word. I could see your nipples through it, clearly, and a red little backpack purse on it. And I was just like, you are America, aren't you, baby? Yeah. Like, thank you for delivering exactly.
Like, straight from movement.
I looked like a hot butch girl walking around with an amazing girlfriend the whole time. So thank you, Alex, for always making me look worse than you. And so we had a blast. Like, we went over to the port first, and we started off with drinks there, which is the new outdoor bar by the web, Loving Touch. They have really... awesome drinks. Like, she got a margarita, and I got...
Really? They have, like, fancy drinks like that?
Yeah, I got... What do we always love to drink? Mule. I got a mule, and it was awesome. So we walked over from there to the Oakland, which... I don't know why we ended up going to all these places that we could go to on a normal night. It just was, like, convenient. We walked past the Oakland, and a friend of mine was like, hey, come on in, and we were like, okay. And so we ended up in that dark hole of the Oakland for quite a long time on a beautiful day. But we got, like, turned up, and then we realized it was, like, right before 8 o'clock, and Toon Day was about to go on. So we ran out to the main stage. Dude, he killed it. He killed it, too. And he always kills it, but, like... Yeah. I always just expect that, like, okay, it was daylight. I haven't seen daylight Toon Day on a stage in a long time. And I was like, oh, this
last
is going to
kill his
show.
Last time I can remember was Hamtramck Labor Day Festival.
Yeah, or, like, when he would play for 15 people at something.
When, like, all these people kept walking by and just stopping and looking at him, like, what is this?
Yeah, that's what most people do. That is what most people do.
He's magical.
He is magical. Right.
And you can't, like, you have to just stare and you're like, what's going on? Like, this is nothing I've ever, like, heard before.
That's what I always say to people. I'm glad you said that because that's exactly how I described it to a friend. I had sushi with my trainer Jake on Friday and I was like, this dude's playing tomorrow night. And, like, everyone likes him and he's indescribable. Like, he's just fun and interesting and you haven't seen it before. And, like, you just it's good to see something you haven't seen before. Yeah. And I even think Pride was like, whoa. You know, because he came out and he had a whole soundtrack over about being all-inclusive and accepting people and so fucking Toon Day. And, like, it was so good. I loved it. But then at the end, he invited people on the stage to twerk, and it was so fucking Toon Day, too. Like, there was, like, 30 hot girls and guys on stage just going crazy on each other. And then he had my two favorite dancers. He had Sintel, which, God bless Sintel, you're the best, most beautiful woman ever. And then Emma, who's also... equally as amazing. Those are my two favorites. Those are like the OG dancers, and he doesn't have them all the time anymore. So I was like excited about that. And then they did a little dance off.
Nice.
It was really fun. And Pride was really fun. They had like over 100 booths that we walked around. It was like cool. I wanted to make it into the Rust Belt. I didn't, which I've been going in there more because now they have the bar. So it's like a good stop off to like hit up that bar
that
too.
Was, when they got that, I mean, it was, that's like a complete game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I like to see the terrariums. Like, I will stop in just for that.
I just like to see the frogs and stuff.
Oh,
the frogs like, and, like, the with the, not, it's not a Venus flytrap, but, like,
yeah,
there's
whatever
a bunch of, like, bug-eating plants.
Yeah.
There's, like, a ton, yeah.
And don't forget Goose and Asha now at the
oh,
store.
Yeah.
What is that?
The store dogs.
Our dogs.
Oh, store dogs.
A Malamute and a Husky.
A Malamute and a Husky.
Oh, I love Huskies.
That's what he has now.
That. Really?
Yeah, Malamute.
Oh,
Malamute.
She's 4 months old.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. So our husky is almost, she'll be two in September, and Goose is 5 months?
Just shy of 5 months, yeah.
And they're the same size.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
She's huge.
She's going to be huge. Yeah. Oh, I love
over
that.
100 pounds, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a monster.
Oh, they're such pretty puppies. That's awesome.
So we should probably introduce our guests.
Yeah, we will introduce our guests. First of all, is there anything coming up that you want to mention? Any shows or anything?
Yeah. Her Dark Host is releasing their album. I don't know if it's an album. I think it's a full record. They're records. Let's just go with record. Just to be safe.
They're releasing some music.
Yeah, they're releasing some music.
Some amount of music.
I'm pretty sure it's a full length.
Awesome.
June 30th. That's also at Smalls. Lucid Furs are playing. I don't remember who else is playing, but it's going to be awesome. And Justin's really excited about it. I'm really excited about it. And then Rebel Spies has music that they're posting online tonight.
Man, they have
a full length. I know, finally.
Done anything in a long time. I forgot that band existed.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the world, Rebel Spies. That's exciting.
Yeah, how about you?
I'm excited that Lizzo is coming back to town. And we're actually giving away tickets for that right now.
Yeah.
I love Lizzo. If you guys don't know her, she's a Detroit artist that's like super like in the forefront of the body positivity movement. And just, she's fucking gorgeous. And she twerks like no other. And, like, she's just really fun to follow. So if you're not familiar with her, follow her on Instagram and you'll fall in love with her. And then check out her music and you'll, like, be in. Her shows are crazy. They're, like, Toon Day dance party type things. Toon Day's usually at her shows dancing like a crazy person in the corner. But she's coming to L Club next week. And we're also doing two other ticket giveaways. We're doing the Idiot Kids.
Yeah, the Idiot Kids have a 7-inch release.
Record or album release party.
Record.
Okay,
7-inch record. On Jet Plastic.
And when's
that? And Trout is actually playing at that. So if you didn't to see them last night, you can go to that.
And then we were doing a ticket giveaway for, it was somebody that I remember.
Oh, Mustard Plug.
Mustard Plug. I'll say somebody from my childhood. So there we go. Oh. Yeah, Mustard Plug.
Yeah, and it's their 25th anniversary as a band and 20th anniversary of like their biggest album.
That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, that made me feel really old.
Yeah, you are really old. Like, side note. It's happening.
Oh, and we need to do a little shout out. To our past member of Hip in Detroit.
Oh, Becca?
Becca.
I love Becca.
Yeah, that's how I know Corey.
Oh, but nice.
She's turning 30 on Tuesday.
Oh, is she?
So she's old
really?
Now, too.
Oh, my God. Yep. Becca, happy birthday, babe. Enjoy that. What are you going to do for your birthday, Becca? Anything? Why am I asking you?
Not talk to us. Maybe we should just go out and have a party on her birthday.
Yeah.
And not mention her once during the entire party.
We'll have like, that sounds catty. I hate Becca pins. Nick at work always says, Becca's dead to me.
Becca's dead to me. Well, happy birthday, Becca. I miss you. I wish you were here for your birthday. That would be sweet to see you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all that's been hip in Detroit for me lately. Brush Park too. I've been there a lot.
And now they have a
built real ramp. Yeah. If anybody out there is into BMXing, there's a random park on Adelaide in Brush Park that I still can't believe is there. It won't be there forever.
No.
I don't know how it's still there.
Especially now that the arena's like
it's getting
almost
ridiculous.
Done.
Well, in that whole area, I mean,
it's
like they're putting
bought
like
out, revamped,
500
like,
units in that like little area. It's completely insane. And it's
and every summer
that's, like,
I laugh.
Three lots. Like, that's a big, it's not like an alleyway. It's like you could build a super awesome like apartment complex on that like
you could.
BMX lot.
I hope the city just like leaves that for the last thing that they get rid of.
Well, technically it was a park.
Right.
So I'm
so
sure
it's
still
city,
zoned
yeah.
to be a park. It's just that they're probably going to want to turn it into like a park.
A fancy park.
Yeah. But for right now it's still going. There's actually a new ramp that got built
like
a week ago.
Well, didn't they get some kind of like something in writing
from
the city?
But it was like years ago at this point.
Yeah.
And like who knows? I don't know.
One time I watched the fireworks from it. Actually, me and Becca did. And you can only see like a quarter of them, but it was pretty awesome because we had our own little party and just hung out.
See, that's why I love that spot because I'll go there and I will chill before or after something.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's picnic benches, there's swings. My butt barely fits in the swings, but I still swing. It's fun.
Yeah.
I just really love that. And I really love that it's still existing. And I like to mention it to people. Don't take it over. Don't trash it. But you should go visit it.
Yeah.
And let's somehow keep it alive. then maybe if you want to help us cut the grass, you should do that. I don't do it.
We
I know other people do.
We used to.
Yeah, I used to. I'm not, I can't anymore. I just can't.
Cool.
That's it. Christy just goes, cool. So, anyways, the reason that we are here today is we have two guests in studio today. We have Andrew and Corey from a company that they created called Mitten Crate. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
I've just been hanging out, listening to us talk, drinking.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
You have your own reusable beer topper?
No.
Oh, no.
No,
just
no,
like
this is how it comes.
Yeah, that's like how the cool breweries do it
now. Yeah, if you're
like Griffin Claw and stuff.
So instead of getting, you know how like it comes in like the six packs or whatever you with the handle?
Yeah.
So they buy, so when you're not doing like production runs, like because this is like more like like smaller runs, you just buy like a huge carton of these, and then when they're flat packed, you can just like press these on. And this is like your distribution, like weighted.
Shit! That's your packaging. Exactly. We were talking about packaging on the way in because you brought us a package. You brought us a Mitten Crate box.
We did bring you a Mitten
Crate
box.
This is where it all started. This is where it all happened. In this box.
Absolutely.
This
I think you guys were like our first press that we ever got.
I'm pretty sure I like texted Becca when we like launched the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, and you're doing this thing. Like, this is what like we're about and stuff." Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Man,
we had
full
Flint
circle.
Eastwood.
That's insane.
It is
crazy.
Insane.
That was
we
a while
Flint
ago.
We had Eastwood in a few months ago, two months ago. I do too. But she said, "Do you guys know you were my first on-camera interview, Sadie?" And I was like, "I was your first on-camera interview."
What?
I'm like, "You're about to be crazy. Famous. I get to tell everybody that. Yeah. That's going to be my thing that I tell people when I make it nowhere and you succeed." She's like, "Stop saying things like that." But that's awesome. So when was that? That was a few years ago at this point,
that
was right?
Over 3 years ago.
2013, like
so
the summer of 2013.
That's when you launched the company officially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did the two of you start working on Mitten Crate?
About a month before that.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, it was like, so it's so funny because it literally, Andrew and I were like, all right, well, we need to do something with like local food. What do you want to do? Birchbox was blowing up. And we were like, this is kind of like a wine club. We're like, we can probably just like put food in boxes, right? And we like talked to like our girlfriends and like parents and like some people in the food industry. And everybody was like, oh, that's like, yeah, you guys should totally be able to do that. And so a couple of buddy of mine like built us a website essentially like on credit. I was like, hey, when we like get orders like then I can like pay you. We each put in like what, $300?
Something like that,
It was like the most
like shoestring
startup
thing,
like
crazy
thing ever. And yeah, we just like hit the ground running, and it was the biggest decision was to land on Mitten Crate as like the name of the company, because we were trying to find URLs and like everything you could like conceivably
we
think
so
of.
Badly wanted Mitten Box, and this some guy just had it and like parked on it, sitting on it. We tried to contact him and it just didn't pan out. So
Mitten
we were like, all right,
so
fine,
much
it's
better
Mitten
than
Crate.
Mitten Box.
Yeah, so
it does. Now it sounds so much
especially
better
because it's like, you know, so it's like the Mitten State and it like rhymes, and there's it couldn't have like worked out better for us. But in Andrew's kitchen, like we're like writing, we have this huge list, and we're like writing every way you can like think of Michigan, and we're shortening and doing like MI this or like whatever,
right?
And it was like
we tried to go with my box, but then we decided that like, you know, MI box, everybody else said bad idea, you know.
Elijah's was the bet. Our friend Elijah was over for one of these brainstorming sessions, and so we're joking around about this, and he was like, oh, it'd be so perfect, you could do like eat my box, like eat Michigan, and it's just like it just like kept.
I feel
we
like it
like,
wouldn't
well,
have been
this is not
going
to happen, but it's fun to joke about. Yeah. Yeah. That's when we realized, you know.
I like those names better, but I don't think you'd be where you are now. If
no,
that was the
absolutely
name.
Not. But yeah, no, it was super quick. We started building everything in July, and then we launched in August. We sold boxes all through September, and then we shipped our first box October 15th of 2013.
And how many boxes did you ship out the first time?
42.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
42. See, I knew you would remember that because you don't forget something like that.
No.
And the first boxes, where do we pack them?
In my kitchen.
In Andrew's kitchen.
On my kitchen table. The table's about a little bit bigger than this one here, and we just got all the stuff in, threw it in boxes, built the boxes. At that time, we had like stickers that went on the boxes. They were clear stickers that went on just RSC, like cardboard generic boxes. Mm-hmm. And we've come a little bit farther since then. It looks a little better, but yeah, it was. I remember it. We've got pictures of it. You know.
Well, we also had to print off the label.
Oh, we printed off 42. Yeah, typing in
printer.
Typing in 42 addresses manually.
We didn't have a way to like sync up the printing of labels, so we had to like copy and paste the labels over into like the FedEx, like just FedEx.com, like create a shipment like thing. and then like print them out, fold them in half, like the weird things where you like stick them on the box and they're like plastic and you like shove the paper in there.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so we did that and it was.
I think it took longer to do that than it did to actually pack the boxes.
And think like so then Dan at FedEx like called. Like, I don't even know how he heard about us, but basically
shout out to Dan.
Yeah, shout out to Dan for sure. Dan Filon. We actually just went to the apparatus. I had just met him for lunch. They're changing their pricing up and stuff, so I had to like sign some stuff. But like we just went to the apparatus room at the New Foundation Hotel.
Yeah,
the place
yeah.
is gorgeous.
Yeah, so we did, like, Looms actually just did a bunch of flowers for it.
Oh my god, I was just we're just like in awe. We're just like, oh, this is so beautiful. So we were there apparatus room, whatever. But like he called, he found out about us like somehow. Called us, met us at like Hazano in Ferndale, and was like, look, like, just here's the deal. Like, we have an API. You can plug it right into your site. Like, it'll be totally fine. I'll give you a label printer. I'll give you like all the stuff. And it was like,
I think I hugged him at that point.
Yeah, it was like, because, you know, it was going
through. Because the next month we had 244 boxes to ship out. And I was like, I am not doing that again. It will take me a week.
No, it was like this just like magical like shipping label angel that fell into our lap. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we're packing 44 boxes. What did we choose
42.
For the 42? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Record album. Record album. So we're packing these boxes. What did we put in the first one? How did we choose that? Like,
so I think the first one was basically a bunch. So Andrew also owns Dave's Sweet Tooth. Shout out to Dave's Sweet Tooth.
Nice.
It's a toffee company. And so he – the idea of, like, doing local food and stuff like that was, like, at this time, you know, you didn't really have the huge push from, like, Whole Foods or Nino Slavaggio's and, like, these, like...
Yeah, there wasn't,
you
know, all the buyers.
We were local food before local food was cool.
Oh,
I just want to throw that out there.
We were hip in Detroit before the word
exactly.
hipster came out.
Exactly. See? We're cutting edge over here.
There you go.
So we had, like, a pretty small group of people that Andrew's done like craft shows with and like other food events and stuff like that, that he basically like called on the phone and was like, hey, this is like, we're kind of starting this like little box thing, like just to give you a heads up, like you want to do it the first month. And it was, so we obviously used Dave's Sweet Tooth, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And then we used Ann Arbor from Slow Jams,
Ann Arbor tortilla chips,
Ann Arbor tortilla,
Maria's Housemade Salsa,
the granola.
Yeah.
Is she still in business?
I don't know.
But either way, I love that Crunch. You remember this. I
we
love when
few,
people
yeah,
actually
five
remember.
Or six.
You remember
and
the
Lush
first
nuts.
Step,
yeah,
no matter
nuts.
What.
I was
yeah.
gonna say Lush
What's
nuts.
Lush nuts?
Oh my god, they're so
they're
good.
Exactly
they're
what
lush.
You think
so,
they are.
So her name's Becerra. So she actually got acquired last year. So now it's her company is owned by Ferris Nut and Coffee out in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
But so she makes candy coated almonds and peanuts and also trail mixes and in like the like sexiest coolest flavors like ever, like there's like coconut lavender almonds and like rose petal pink peppercorn peanuts and just like all this like super cool stuff. They're so good.
So then there's the next question: how the fuck do you know about her? Just because he was in that loop already?
Pretty much,
yeah.
I mean, you run in that circle for long enough, it's like kind of like a cult, and you end up just meeting all these people at food shows, and now there's a million of them. You know,
yeah,
I mean, like
definitely
now
more popular.
Everybody
yeah.
and their brother has like a you know a salsa recipe that you know they're starting to get off the ground.
Because didn't Michigan like change the laws to?
Yeah,
make
they changed
it to
like cottage food law, so it made it a little bit easier. Like when I started, they didn't really have that, so I was like just kind of
explain that to me.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can explain it to the best, you know, I'll give it my best shot. But basically, you used to have like a licensed kitchen, and there weren't, you know, commissaries that did co-packing and stuff like on a micro scale like there are now. So if you wanted to make food, you had to come with it, and you had to like have, you know, huge investment and have a licensed kitchen and all the equipment. And you basically started with nothing. From you know, started from scratch with like this everything up and running, where they changed the laws a couple of years ago, where now as long as it's labeled as like made in a home kitchen, you can package and produce things that can possibly be sold in stores right in your home kitchen, but it just has to say it right on the label.
Okay.
It has to be clear for
you. Is it there's a unit requirement or dollar requirement? I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, it's like under $30,000 a year or something small in sales. So as long as you're just like, you know, a
mom
and pop operation
starting
to
up.
Make it at like a farmer's market and you're clear that like this is not made in a licensed kitchen, like it could contain peanuts and kill you, you know, because I'm no, because I don't know food safety laws and safe practices,
cats,
you know,
like, and these
yeah,
nine
this,
cats
exactly,
might
exactly,
be in these
exactly, exactly. Cats in every cupcake, some little bit of kitty love, you know.
It's like Trader Joe's cats for people, but really, it's cats for people.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, they changed the laws a few years ago, and I mean, it's been really cool because you've seen, you know, a lot of small companies popping up, but then it's also now there's a lot more for us to kind of like go through as far as like what's, you know, who can produce quantities for us and who can get, you know, what we need and whose packaging looks good and product tastes great. So it's get thrown a lot more people have, a lot more people have thrown their hats into the ring, I guess.
And so do you guys go to these food conventions and things now to find these companies, or are people sending stuff to you?
So now it's kind of there's a ton of ways, right? So like there's like, hey, like Andrew and I, are you cracking a cold one with your boys?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a ton of ways. Why did my mind go to sex immediately? What is wrong with
you? Oh, see, when you repeat a ton of ways, I thought we were talking about GPS again.
Oh, totally different ways, totally before the show started. But also, if you're not using Waze, W-A-Z-E, to drive,
it's
you're not really driving, man. You're just not really driving. Go ahead.
So there's a ton of ways that we find product now, and so either Andrew and I like find something doing whatever, like maybe we're at the Rust Belt or we're at Eastern Market or we're on Grand Rapids or we're, you know, there's a hot sauce at some restaurant we're at or whatever, we flip it around and we're like, oh shit, this is made wherever,
hopefully in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Like, wherever in Michigan. Yeah. Right, it's right, not right. Like, whoa, California hot sauce, throw it in a mint crate.
Boom.
But we get a lot of people who reach out to us who are, like, starting businesses, because it's like they know about our brand, and then they're like, oh, like, we just launched a salsa company or barbecue.
Is there a lot of salsa on these fucking
yes,
boxes?
Salsa, granola,
both of you keep mentioning
hot sauce,
salsa.
Granola. Yeah.
I mean, those things are all awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're all great, but there are quite
a
few
from,
of them.
Like, and, like, food safety laws, it's the easiest thing to, like, get into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're trying to do, like, other stuff, like baked goods, like, shelf life is, like, super finicky. Like, ketchup's really hard to do because, like, the pH, like, the acidity, it's like,
yeah, there's a handful. There's like 5 to 10 products that are like the easiest ones, easiest point of entry.
Yeah.
So,
and it comes from like food safety laws.
Yeah, because like hot sauce never really goes bad. I mean, it does, but not. It
not in my house.
Yeah,
no.
Not with how fast I use
nope,
it.
Nope.
I love hot sauce.
Me too. On everything.
So people reach out to us, and then there's what we're getting a lot of now, which is actually amazing. Is like people will like be in the boxes, and then they'll like refer. They'll like, you know, be like, oh, hey, the dude that's at the farmer's market booth next to me, like, also does this. Like, I just wanted to give him your information. So we get a lot of, like,
oh, cool,
really good referrals from people in the food business. And those are like, the best ones because, you know, the person who's, like, launching their brand and has been selling at, like, the Boyne City farmer's market for 4 years and is, like, not really gaining, like, any, like, traction from, like, a retail standpoint now is, like, somebody that I would never find organically.
Right.
But because I used so-and-so and they, you know, so it's pretty cool. So the referrals are probably the best so far.
Okay.
They're the coolest, at least, because it's like it still gets me excited.
Because like that first year, you guys kind of traveled around the state to find stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of connections, but we did travel around. And when we went to pick up, you know, a product up in Traverse City, like we try to swing by like the farmer's market or go to like a local, you know, Michigan-made store and turn everything around and see where everything's made and Google it on the phone and try and get in contact with somebody if we didn't already know them. So, I mean, that was a lot of fun kind of searching everything out. And now I'd say probably 75% to 80% of the products, like people email us and they're like, have either heard of us or, you know, a friend was in the mitten crate. And, you know, I mean, that's really cool too. We still find stuff, but it's in our inbox, you know?
Right. So you guys don't travel as much anymore?
I mean, we still travel. We still go all over the place to, you know, to pick
up
product.
It's just not
product.
As like, so
fruitful.
When we first launched, our huge thing was we wanted to shake hands with every single producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are in Marquette, we drove our asses up to Marquette and like picked up stuff, shook your hand, like paid for whatever we needed to pay for, and then drove it back down. We realized that.
Now you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, it's just, well,
it's
and
a
that,
little
and
bit
it's
harder
like,
to
it's
do
easy
that.
At like a couple hundred units. Like it's not super easy when it's like the holidays and we're doing like thousands of units. And some of these companies like already use distribution companies. So it's like, it can be free and doesn't take any time to like get something from Grand Rapids to like Harrison Township where our facility is at now. Whereas like I drive a Prius, you know, mm-hmm. I mean like Andrew has an SUV, but it's still like you can't fit like a pallet of
no,
right.
It becomes a logistics.
Well, you'd be surprised
thing,
what you can fit in the Prius.
Really?
You know? The Prius. is...
Shout out to the Prius.
Yeah, shout out to the Prius. Tico is her name.
I love that you have a name for your car.
Yeah, I can fit well over 100 mitten crates in my car.
So that was something I was going to ask you. You guys have a location now, so I assume that like FedEx picks them up, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, but the first round, who took the 42?
Oh, man. The people at the post office knew us by name because it would be like mitten crate day, and we would come in, and we'd just be like for like 45 minutes just bringing in, you know, all the mitten crates and you know, throwing labels on them.
That was another damn thing.
The
first 2 months, we packed up our car and drove to the FedEx location and like wheeled everything in, and they scanned everything, and then like the ground driver had to come in and load them up on his truck. And then Dan was like, dude, we can just come to your like facility.
There you go.
And we're like, really? And so it was like the first time it was the December shipment, 2013. And so they came with this like big truck, and I think we did like 700, mm-hmm. I think, or 650 or whatever,
something
like that. And so it was like that's the best ever, because it was like everybody we knew that wasn't busy or didn't give us like the best excuse on the planet came and worked for us, like
packing
for
mitten
free.
Crates.
That's what you're supposed to do, yeah, with your friends.
Exactly,
because it came out of like nowhere. It was like 42, like 100 and something, or
144 or something like that.
And then all of a sudden 700, you know, for like,
seven.
And we were like,
we're going to be rich.
I had already ordered product from like a couple vendors, and I had to like call them back. And I was
like, oh,
look,
shit.
I know I told you like 425.
You did pick 420, didn't you?
And then I threw the 5 on there as I was like saying it in my head. I was like, oh, damn it. And I was like, yeah, I need like a little bit more.
Like twice that?
Like, like almost.
So all these people were like frantically making shit.
Yeah, I mean, holidays, you know what? People are slammed during the holidays anyways. So
that's kind of one of the fun parts about Mitten Crate too, is like sometimes when we order crates around the holidays, like, it's the largest order that like one of these small producers has ever received. So it's like we're the biggest thing that's ever happened to them. And sometimes
that's
when
awesome.
You see that, they're just like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to make 1,400 units of jam. You know, and you're just like, well, you got to figure it out.
That's so
you
fucking
said
cool,
do it.
Though. Yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's actually pretty – I remember being there with the toffee. And if, you know, I've got an order for 1,400 bags of toffee, like when I was just starting out, I would have been like, oh my God.
Where
like,
did
what
you
do
start
I do?
Making toffee, by the way?
I mean,
in
that's
a kitchen,
a, yeah, right? in a home kitchen, you know.
With,
but before
and who taught
was,
you the toffee game?
So it was like my – so it's called.
Never heard the toffee story?
No.
So do the spiel.
The whole thing.
You
got to
do the spiel. So who is Dave?
Yeah. So okay, ask me who Dave is.
Who's Dave?
So Dave's my dad.
Oh,
he's
hi, Daddy.
He's a retired Detroit firefighter.
Oh my God! Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, he used to make the toffee for the guys at the engine house, and he would package it in a ball mason
Hold
jar.
On.
Right?
Does there have to be toffee at an engine house?
No. But I mean, like,
but they live there.
So yeah,
no,
they,
I know,
they do
just
like 24
funny.
Hours
like, that's
on.
That's our buddy Dave. He makes the toffee.
Hey, he. So they, I don't know if you have a firefighter in the family, but like
I have a friend named Matt Hayes who's an amazing firefighter. Shout
okay.
out to you.
Shout out to Matt Hayes.
Shout out to Matt. They are they're notoriously good cooks, right? So like they're all there. You got to cook for like a whole bunch of guys at the engine house.
That's
so they take turns cooking. My dad's always liked to like bake, and so one day he, you know, started making toffee, and I don't know, people went nuts over it. They used to call it crack candy at the engine house.
Oh,
so
my God.
He'd package it in a mason jar and, you know, pass it out. Pretty soon people started calling the house. They wanted him to make a dozen jars for them. They could give it as gifts for the holidays, things like that. And so I, you know, saw an opportunity. I said, hey, we should start a business. He said, hey, I just retired. I've been working for 35 years. I don't want to. Like,
right.
I want to go to Florida and play golf. And I was like,
fires,
cool.
Asshole.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm going to drop out of school and start a candy company. And he was like, well.
College?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, Corey and I think collectively have like dropped out of college like 5 times. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, yeah. It's whatever, you know. But
I have a degree. Would you like it?
No, I mean, I don't. I, you know.
It does literally nothing for me,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I went through, I had like a bookshelf and I have it in a frame in a bookshelf. Like I don't even hang it on the wall. And I was like, do I throw this out? Do I keep it?
I think
like,
you should get like you
I
should
mean,
see if you can
you
get a refund
it, right?
for it, right? Like see if you can get
yeah, go up and try
take it back
and
be like, hey, this isn't working out. This isn't
gonna,
the you know
I'm gonna throw this out there.
This doesn't
like,
fit. Can I get a refund?
That needs to be a skit.
I am
for
liberal
sure.
as fuck, right? Uh-huh. And I'm all about like, yes, we should obviously have free school for people at least 2 years, blah blah blah. But at the same time, when all these people send me this stuff and they're like, you know, you should get your fucking student loans forgiven or whatever. I'm like, no, you shouldn't. Because I paid for that fucking 4 years of education. Right. So if you get it forgiven, I want 150 grand.
You know what? I'm still slow rolling my student loan payments in case that they do something like that. I'm like, I'm not paying it all off. I could pay it all off, but I'm paying the 80 bucks a month. Because as soon as I pay it off, they're going to come through with some new thing.
That's my worst bill
for forgiveness. I'd be so pissed.
It's like, yeah. Because again, like we don't have degrees, but it's like I still have to pay every month.
That shit. And even if you claim bankruptcy, you still have to pay that shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get it. Like, I totally think we should be able to go to school, but I'm just resentful. I'm like, no, wait a second. Me and Chrissy both worked like 40 hours the entire time we were in college, mm-hmm. went to school from like 10 to 10 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and took like 16 to 20 credits at a time. And I'm like, no, no. Then I want 150 grand back and I'm buying a house.
Well, like, it's also like how many people's like student loans all went towards school.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a side note, is how many of my friends were getting massages with those students.
Exactly.
And I was like, fuck you. Yeah. Like, we're taking a trip. But also, people should have education for free.
I went to Europe.
See, fuck you. I didn't do anything cool in college. All I got was a piece of paper, which I was wondering if I should throw out.
Yeah.
So you see how that worked out for me.
It happens, you know. Live and
so
learn.
You just start this company in your house, and your dad is like, cool?
Yeah, yeah. And we started at craft shows, and we started just doing samplings. And you know, kind of doing
craft
demos.
Show? You mean
like holiday craft shows at like high schools and stuff like that? Anywhere where they would let us
like
hand out candies.
My mom would, like,
exactly. Okay. That you know, you drag you through your like old high school, and like there's people selling
like
knit
love that
sweaters
stuff.
And shit like that.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I love it too. It's fun, you know. But we started doing that, and then I started going to these like little stores and talking to the managers, and you know, they're like, oh, do you make it in a kitchen? I'm like, yeah, it's a kitchen, you know, like this is before cottage food, right? So I was just kind of like doing it and asking for forgiveness later, and people, they started picking it up in the stores. I at that time I read about, like, you know, Jack Aronson over at Garden Fresh Salsa, who had kind of done the same thing, and I actually called him up, and he actually became like a mentor of mine, and you know, kind of brought me in, showed me what
you called him up and said, will you be my mentor?
I basically sent him an email and was like, hey, you know, can you help me? And he's like, yeah, come on through. You know?
See, I love that you did that. Me and a friend were just having this conversation in the last week about how I think you'd be better off with a mentor than you would be with a degree.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, teach you to hustle the game. 100%. And like how you hustle the game.
It's like,
But nobody ever asked somebody to mentor them.
See,
like,
here's
teach
the thing.
Me
like,
how
no.
you did that.
Yeah, because there's no money in that, right?
Yeah, but so,
like,
no.
And it's also like not like there's no like completion, right? It's like, okay, like I'm learning from like a mentor, but like there's no like stamp like I got mentored.
I'm mentored.
Yeah,
I got mentored.
Where I feel like, you know, and there's so
you don't
many
get a
things,
piece of paper?
Yeah, exactly.
No?
Like there's so many things that like you definitely do not need to have a degree to do.
Almost
but they like
everything.
Require yes, like how many things are you go to school for like 20 years, but then like
you don't have any experience.
But then you go to start a job and it's like, well, you got to learn like this program and this, and it's like,
right,
I can walk off the street
then
and have like a basic understanding
for,
of
too.
Life and like be able to just be like, yeah, like on the job training, you know. So
but I
like,
think that's how it used to be. I think one of my resentments with my degree is that I was sort of told that you're gonna get a degree. And it doesn't matter what you get a degree in, you're going to get a job because you just get a degree to prove that you can kind of go through school. And I think that's how it was for like the generations right before us.
Mm-hmm.
But now you actually have to have a degree in that thing. Like they don't want to hire you unless you have, like you said, a degree and 2 years experience.
Well,
I'm
like,
not quite sure how you're supposed to get the fucking 2 years experience.
Yeah, it's
when
like this
working
weird gap.
For free as an intern.
So many people like our parents' age and stuff all went to school just for like general studies.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite story of my dad, who is a successful man in the eyes of like the game that you're supposed to play in life, right? Like he makes good money. He's going to retire. He's going to have money to retire. You know, he has a fucking 1965 Mustang, a beautiful house, four children, the whole nine yards. Like he was in school at Wayne State. And he was paying for it by working part-time, because that's how it was supposed to work out. Like, you could work part-time and still afford college.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, went to his mentoring where he was teaching high school. Like, he wanted to be a math teacher, he thought. And he went, and he was like, oh, fuck, I do not want to be a math teacher.
Right.
Like, even a little bit. So his guy goes, hey, you could be like a computer science major. And he's like, what's computer science? And he's like, you know, your last year of school, just take these random classes. It'll work out awesome. Well, yeah, it worked out awesome because nobody did that at the time. Right? And he was like at the forefront of something. But because of that, he like worked in a company for this entire time. My dad knows how to work on supercomputers. Does anybody know what a supercomputer is?
No.
No, but he retained a job. My dad could not work on a computer if you paid him, but he works in the computer section of Ford. Like, I don't understand that. And I'm just like, yeah, that degree worked out awesome for you. Like, I'm not saying he's not a smart man. He is a very smart man. But, like, that's not how it is anymore. Like, you do have to hustle for a living, and you have to come up with great ideas like Mint and Crate to, like, actually move forward in life. And that's the thing. Like, you can go to school for business or you can start a business. Like, we were talking outside before he walked in. You learned how big a box has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
What a random thing. Like, I have to know box dimensions and how much it costs to ship something. And
yep, all that stuff. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely you learn one way or another. You're going to learn. You're going to either fail and learn, or, like, you know, you're going to have somebody show you, you know, somebody like Jack or something kind of show you the ropes. And I mean, that was always my philosophy. Like you said, you can go to school, you know, get good grades, get a good job and live the American dream, or, you know, figure out what the hell you want to do in life. Find somebody who's done that or is doing that and then go learn what they did.
I love that. And I think that
made more sense. It's like it's backwards, you know, and that's,
but that was Christy. Christy was like, I want to know sound. And she reached out to the sound guy at the Magic Stick and was like, teach me how to fucking do sound.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
and I'm going to do that now. You know, people are always like, how do you do that? It's like, well, you just kind of ask. How do you start a blog?
Well, I mean, like, anybody this day, you know, I mean, this day and age, anybody who doesn't know how to, like, pick up the phone and Google something, like, I mean, I don't
that
really
kind of blows my mind when people
anymore,
can't Google something. They're like, how do I find that information?
Or they
like,
don't even attempt to
Google
something.
I mean,
that's the worst.
You don't deserve to succeed at that point if you can't Google something.
Did you try to figure this out?
Right.
Oh, no, you didn't. You just, like, aimlessly are, like, asking questions.
I mean, asking questions is good, but, like, ask the question and go, oh, you know what? I could probably just
right, like, I can go from here.
Exactly.
So what is the most amount of boxes that you guys have shipped in a month at this point?
It's like 1,800 or something. It's between, I don't know. It's 1,600 and change.
And does that happen like around the holidays more?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, like, we, you know, one of the limiting factors for us, we were like, oh, we could do so many. And then, like, all of a sudden we were like, no, wait, we can't, because, like, we have five or six products every month. The limiting factor is the smallest company. So if one company can only do, you know, 1,200 or 1,500 units, we can't do 5,000 boxes.
So you have to cut it out.
So, I mean, we have to – we cut it out at 1837 because that's the year Michigan gained statehood.
Is that why? Is that why? Okay, thank you. That's why your, like, Instagram says 1837 on it.
Exactly, yeah.
How did we gain statehood? Do you know the answer to that?
Nope, but I know you have to take the cap off of that sparkling wine before you pour it in.
I actually don't know. Man, wow.
I just would like to know the answer to that.
It had something to do with fur traders, you know.
Yeah. We could Google it, but let's just keep talking instead. Let's make up the reason. We gained statehood because...
We won an awesome war against every other state.
Ohio.
The war of 1837 with Ohio, I think, is what...
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's...
Okay, so I had a thing my whole life where I think
alternate
we should just put dynamite all the way around Ohio, and we should sink it. Just sink it right down.
Wake, Ohio.
And then just be like, okay, everybody push closer together.
Well, then we'd be an island, right? I mean, technically,
no, there's
we're
Indiana
still attached to
like
other
a little
places.
Okay,
but
we'll just blow up that part of it too, and we'll make ourselves
miles.
An island.
No, Indiana's cool; they're cool.
I mean, I'm just
Ohio,
part of it.
Cool.
Like, just get rid of it.
And then we're gonna push it all together, so it's gonna shave like 4 or 5 hours off of going to Florida, which is sweet.
Yes.
Ohio's not gonna exist, which that's just sweet in itself. And
pretty
then
much.
Everybody's happy.
Does this go out to people in Ohio? Can they hear us?
No, nobody can hear us. The internet only happens in Michigan.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Perfect.
It's like being in China, you
we're
only
not
get
streaming
in
live
spots.
In Ohio right now.
No, absolutely not. And Ohio's not the worst place on the earth, and everybody there doesn't look like an alien.
Orlando is the worst place on the earth.
Orlando? Why?
Orlando's terrible. Because, like, why would you live in Florida in Orlando? There's no water, and there's Disneyland. Like, it just sounds awful.
I do agree with you on that. I don't like
I really
it's
like
hot.
Florida's
and
a rough.
Gonna, yeah, if you're going to live in Florida, you got to live on the beach, you know.
Florida is lawless.
It's lawless. Are there, like, do other states have really bad news articles all the time, but we just only see Florida? Or, like, is there a conspiracy?
Yeah, that's true. There's some
or is
weird,
everybody
yeah.
a weirdo?
Well, it's people all the, there's all the retired people live down there. You
yeah,
know what
it's
mean?
Just
so
all
it's like
old
just
people.
Crazy stuff.
And alcohol is really cheap there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, and don't they have, like a really high, like, dropout rate?
Oh, their education system is horrible. Like, yeah. one of the worst in the country, yes. But, I mean, we're not doing that great up here either.
No,
so.
I know.
Nothing to brag about.
Well, that could be why
Warren
they
consolidated
also have
schools.
Bad news, and so do we.
Oh, they have, like, alligators eating their kids and
I
stuff.
I know. There was one last week of an alligator that was just, like, sleeping at the bottom of someone's pool.
Oh, I saw that. That looks... How'd you like to
so
wake
hard.
Up to that? Like, you let the dog outside and say, where's the dog? Oh. There's
Oops.
An alligator in the pool.
Oh, yeah. The dog's in that alligator yeah. over mm-hmm. there.
Insane.
So speaking of dogs, let's talk about your store.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
I like that segue.
Oh, that
speaking of dogs, let's
that,
talk about
that.
This.
That was an awesome segue.
Yeah.
So we just launched a mini store at the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale. It's been going for three weekends now, I want to say. And, yeah, it's been super fun and really cool.
What do you guys have there?
So the idea behind the store is, like, you can obviously just come and buy, like, a mitten crate that you, like, build yourself. It's kind of the overall
like
idea. So, like, you come in, so maybe you have a wedding.
DIY.
Wedding shower or barbecue or whatever the hell you buy gifts for.
I love that.
So you can kind of do that. And then, but we also just sell, like, one-off products and stuff like that. So it's, for us, it's going to be like a showroom of a bunch of Michigan products, where we also obviously sell, like, the gifts and stuff out of. But the big thing for us is we can sell monthly subscriptions because that's easy, right? Like, it's just like, this is what we do, we're doing it. And then we can do large scale, like, corporate gifts. So, like, if you wanted to do 138 boxes for your employees for employee appreciation, or you're doing apartment move-in gifts or whatever the case may be, we can, like, then facilitate that. And that's pretty easy because, like, ordering minimums are usually right around, like, four cases, so, like, 48. So anything above 48 is pretty easy for us because I can, like, order it from you and you'll ship it to me. I can't go to a lot of companies and be like, I need six.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, you know, go to Whole Foods and get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
buy,
like,
it at unit cost.
Yeah. And some of these.
Or full cost, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Some of these companies, it's like, oh, you're in Traverse City. So, okay. So, like, maybe you'll let me buy six. But I'm going to buy six items from you for, like, $3 a piece. But then I'm going to pay $34 to have those items shipped to me. And it just, like, logistically, it's just a nightmare. So we've been, for the past probably over a year, have been trying to figure out a way to kind of, like, hit this middle market where you need multiple gifts, but we don't have any inventory. So how do we kind of, like, bridge that gap? And so the idea of, like, a mini store was like, okay, we can showcase all the inventory, sell through the inventory there, and then if you wanted to do a small scale custom project, we could do it based on the inventory that we have.
That's
in
awesome.
Yeah.
That is really awesome.
And
so
we
you guys
can
have
dogs.
Little,
in the store.
I mean,
and
dogs,
yeah, and
Rust Belt's
super dog friendly.
And
so.
We can drink at
absolutely,
the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can visit my friend Heather at Painted Lady Trash-Ons, mm-hmm. and we can buy dead things.
Perfect.
So all those things are amazing. That's, like, the only vendor there that, like, has stayed consistently that I just love. Her shit is so cool.
She's been there for the
since day one.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah,
that
the first
been
time
many.
I've ever been in the Rust Belt, I was like, man, like, all this shit's, like, so cool.
It is cool,
yeah. And she's always been there.
Yeah,
and they're open
Detroit
more
GT's
often
been there
too.
Forever.
Yeah,
too.
And Speed Cult was there pretty much from the beginning. But like, for the most part, it's been pretty. You know, it switches out a lot. Mm-hmm. But like,
you guys are, like, right inside the door, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of a stopgap for us. We're going to actually have, like, an actual, like, full stall, like, in the ring. Ferndale Radio is going to go there.
Oh, okay.
They're going to put a...
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, a broadcast tower right in the roof.
Yep.
And so they need...
Shout out Chris Best.
They need the front...
Did something good.
They need the front store on that. I love Chris.
I do too.
Chris,
we work
so,
out,
like,
at the same gym together and we talk shit a lot.
When
so
we
sorry, Chris.
When we first got there, we were, like, chatting and he was like... You on Snapchat? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, let's be Snapchat friends. And so we just send each other, like, the dumbest, like, Snapchats all the time. It's, like, so good. He's hilarious. But Ferndale Radio is going to go right there. So you can – so the ring is, like, locked off during the week. But, like, Ferndale Radio is obviously going to be going all the time. So the fact that they're going to be, like, not locked out and they're, like, right in the front there. And they also do, like – they do, like, a game night at Revel Bar and stuff like that on Mondays. It's a cool spot.
It's going to be a sweet place for you guys. Why does Treat Dreams have a sign for Mitten Crate in the window?
So we did.
I've always wanted to know that.
Yeah.
I finally just get to
ask
you.
So it's actually super funny. So, like, I've had emails of people that are like, I drove past your store on Woodward.
And
I'm
thinking like,
oh, I'm for sure. Yeah, I thought that myself. I knew it wasn't there, but I was still like,
Yeah.
So Scott's a good buddy of ours. Shout out to Scott. And so over the holidays, he obviously has like a little bit, you know, like they're not super busy over the holidays.
Because it's cold and it's ice cream.
So he was like, hey, do you guys want to do like kind of like almost like a –
a pop-up
kind of pop-up.
So we were like, yeah, that sounds super cool, and then we did it and people were liking it, and so we would like, you know, switch out products and do that kind of stuff, and so that's basically how that came up.
Yeah, okay, we do the same thing at Shinola in the Shinola Midtown store there.
Oh really?
Yeah, we do. We have the same thing where we curate like a Michigan made section for them or help them to kind of
their cafe. We did a couple years ago when the drought store used to be in Shinola.
Yep.
That was how we first started working with Shinola, and it was like they were already in there. And so we, through the holidays, we put a bunch of like our products that we use in there, and then drought went next door to Willie's, and then everything else happened and like whatever. But now with the Shinola Cafe is like we do like most of the distribution for all of their Michigan made stuff.
Wow.
In Shinola. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of companies that you guys have worked with have gotten a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, that's been
like
one,
McClary's was one of the ones.
That's been one of the really cool parts about this too, is like when we started, you know, McClary's, for example, was, you know, they were making their stuff out of the back of like Red Hook, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and they were putting like little computer printed, you know, labels on, you know, those Boston round jars. And I think it was like the same thing. Like when we asked them and we were like, hey, we need, you know, 700 units or whatever. They were like, well, that's the biggest thing we've ever, you know, I don't know if we can do it kind of thing. And now to see them like, you know, have with their success and be on Shark Tank and stuff like that. I mean, it's just like one example of like, you know, really cool story to follow. You know, we get to be a part of that and follow along with people. And we're introducing, you know, other people to their products. So, you know, I feel like we're doing, you know, a little bit of good. It's pretty cool.
Fun when the thing that you do for a living also has like a positive impact.
Sure, sure. I mean, and that's, you know, another positive impact too. An example is like all the meals we're able to donate to Gleaners Food Bank. You know, from day one, Corey and I, when we were sitting there drinking beers around the table talking about doing Mitten Crate in the first place, we decided we needed a way to give back, and that's something that we've done from, you know, the very first Mitten Crate is 3 meals for Gleaners for every crate that we ship. I think we've done something like, I don't know, it's like over 100,000 meals in the last few years.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a pretty cool. We've got a great relationship with those people over there, and they're awesome to us. So
that's amazing. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know about that aspect. That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, shout out to you for that.
So what's your favorite product so far that you guys have had?
Tough question.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell do you answer? What's your favorite brand, Christy?
Because I feel like I go through waves.
I can tell you the customer's favorite products. You know, I mean,
that's interesting. What do people love?
It's the ones we get the best response on. You know, I mean, the Lush Nuts are always like a huge hit.
I remember there was a soup I got one once that was really awesome. It was like a soup mix.
Motown soup.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was actually like the second box.
Speaking of doing cool stuff, so that company basically like employs people through their soup kitchen at their church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so they obviously donate stuff to the soup kitchen, and then like the people that come to the soup kitchen that like need money, they work for these people to make the soups, and then they sell the soups to like run the soup kitchen type of thing.
I love that.
It was like, and I remember talking to the dude. We talked to a dude for like an hour picking those soups up, and it was like, just some people's hearts you just like can't even like comprehend, right? How are you this nice?
Right.
How are you this selfless? You know, and it's like that's like one of the people that you're just like, wow, like that's, you guys are just doing like cool stuff.
But I feel like personally, I think that's the way it's supposed to be. We just don't do business like that anymore. Like
you see a lot more popping up though. A lot of like, you know, companies with like a mission, you know, like you know, that you know, you buy a bag of cookies and they're donating, you know, a meal or
just
something,
that they're,
you know,
buying the things that they make the products with
from
ethical people or
exactly
for the amount of money they're supposed to cost or whatever. You know, it's, I feel like us, our generation, I'm 33 years old, so is Christy. You guys are a little bit younger, I think. Like
I'll be 33 in September.
Okay, so we're close. September what?
8th.
Oh, yeah, you have the same birthday as my grandma.
Ooh. Wow, we're like a year apart.
No and way. Stephen Collier, I remember.
Birthday buddies. Yeah. Shout out to Stephen. He just dropped
a new song.
That new
song
is
good.
Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
Awesome. I like
He's
that.
So talented. Yeah. It's so good. I don't even know what it's called. But, and actually, I was at what are the Marshalls? I was at a Marshalls buying like a paella pan or something like a while
like
ago.
Like a TJ Maxx Marshalls?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay.
And I'm like, what? Why do I know this song?
You heard him in a Marshalls?
Yes, in a Marshalls. And it was his old song. I don't even know what that's called. I'm also like the worst music person. Like,
I'm the worst.
That's so funny because we met him through Aaron Keeney, and then he played on the Spotlight. Then when I still do it, but when me and Becca used to do the Spotlight, you guys were on there before too. And then, yeah, then we started just like hanging out with him at Luna.
I haven't seen Aaron in forever. Yeah. Does he still have like long blonde hair?
I don't know if he does anymore. Last time I saw him was at Red Bull.
Does he still teach art to children?
Yeah.
Does that make
sorry,
sense?
We're just like going like, down.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, he does.
Right now.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah, Detroit. Sorry.
Shut up.
Okay, back to the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll talk later. But yeah, Stephen Collier out in LA, blown up.
I mean, that's awesome.
He's from here.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
James Link out in LA.
Yeah, James Link.
James Link up with Stephen.
Yeah, James Link moved.
I didn't know that.
He left me. He left me.
And actually, I think you're the reason that Becca found out about James Link, because didn't she go to a house phone show with you or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
All the fire hydrants, something.
Watching James Link sing is, like,
his
gorgeous.
Feet. It's his
feet. It's like, yeah, he, like, pops up on his tippy toes, and he's always, his eyes are, like, he's just, like, squinted close, and you're just, like, and he's just
and that hair. Oof. He texted me this week, and I was like, I miss you so much, and I just, it's summer, too, and I, like, going to his shows in the summer more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just because it would be, I don't know, dancing, romantic, Hot Alex with her top off. Who knows? Like, things are always happening.
Who's
like,
this Hot Alex?
Oh, she's everything. Do you know Nick from the Hand Grenades?
Yeah, it's his girlfriend.
It's his girlfriend. That's how I met her. I was like, hey, what up, girl? I think Nick's hot. I think you're hot. I don't know what to do with myself. I can't control this. But yeah, like, I was like, James, you just need to come home. Like, I don't know what you're doing. He's an Uber driver in LA, in case anybody cares. He loves it. He loves it, which is awesome.
That's what I keep saying lately. I'm like, if I quit my job, I'm becoming an Uber driver and a ship delivery person. I'm just going to go grocery shopping for people and then drive them around.
Do you guys watch Silicon Valley?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I can't wait tonight.
That's my new life.
It's on tonight, but they have.
That's what we're doing after this.
Yeah, they're
They're like in some grocery store or whatever, and like the one girl's like bitching about. She's like, I'm the only person here. Like, actually shopping for my own groceries. And like he's like going on some tirade or whatever, you know, and he's something about like being a task rabbit or something like that, and he was like, well, it's not like you're like a task rabbit or something. And this, you know, this like huge kind of like muscly dude is like, I have a family to feed, and he's like in the green shirt like shopping for people.
The girl on Kimmy Schmidt is a task rabbit right now. They're like, that's the job she's doing on this season of the show.
Oh, really?
Or whatever. Yeah, so she just keeps doing like random stuff every day. I love it. Dude, that's a good job. I don't know.
It seems like a pretty legit.
I would love to be able to have my groceries delivered to me. Are you kidding me? I will never be
that
person.
Yeah, my friend Catherine does that. And
I think that's
like,
amazing.
I
think that's wonderful.
Grocery shopping.
And I love, okay, so I was a Birchbox person, so I love the idea of getting a box in the mail that, like, it's cool because it's like a surprise when you're an adult. And
sure.
The cost isn't crazy, so it's like, you don't think about it. You put it on your credit card. You move on with your life. And then all of a sudden you're like, the only reason I stopped Birchbox, and I was like a person for like 5 years, and this is my like advice to you guys, don't keep sending me the same face lotion over and over again.
Sure.
Like, I don't understand why I keep getting the same thing over and over again.
We always said that like we're super jealous because like we will never be able to have a Min Crate shipped to us. Like, we think it's the coolest idea ever.
It is.
But, like, we have to pick out all the shit every month. So, like, we know what it is. It's not a surprise.
So, does anyone ever work at the Mitten Crate store other than you guys?
I mean, we just opened, like, a couple of
weeks
ago. Because once there's going to be someone new, I'm going to come in and get one for you guys and then come bring it to you guys.
Oh,
like,
why would you tell us?
Yeah. Now you just ruined it.
Yeah, so that's the plan is.
You're telling me you're going to throw me a surprise birthday party. God damn it.
Surprise birthday party.
You don't know when.
On my birthday?
On my July 2nd. Hello. Birthday party.
All right, so back to what are people's favorite things in Mitten Crate?
I think the Lush Nuts is always a favorite.
Yeah, Lush Nuts. Honestly, anytime we throw chips in there, like McClure's makes Bloody Mary potato chips.
McClure's Bloody Mary potato chips are so good.
Those are a great
reference.
Holy
shit.
I never had
anything are, McClure's is good though.
They're so good.
It's, and I don't even like Bloody Marys, and I like those chips.
Yeah. Those chips are
like that's well, a shout
and
that's,
out. And so it's
plus those dudes are awesome.
It's also funny because we can't ship the Bloody Mary mix because it's just too big.
Too big,
and
heavy.
It's like super heavy.
Glass.
It's like 32 ounces in like a thin glass thing, so it just screws up a lot of whole shipping.
Terrible.
And everyone would break. There's just no way. It's just so heavy. When we came out Bloody Mary potato chips, we're like, oh my gosh.
It's perfect. Yes. Exactly. But
so it's like exposing people to the brand without actually giving them a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. The what else is a good is always a huge hit. I mean toffee.
Yeah.
Toffee's obviously that's like the number one. You know.
Thank you.
Shout out to Dave.
So I thought it would be cool. You guys brought us a mitten crate. So I thought it would be cool to like open this and then have you guys tell us stories about how you acquired this particular box of things.
Sure. So I was at the Rust Belt today.
Cool.
And I was like, and you had sent me the message that was like, oh, I'm going to have like some cider and like this and this and this and some beers. So like I tried to grab stuff that we could like eat with beers.
Oh, nice. Okay. So first and foremost, you guys now have your own package. It now comes in a mitten crate box that sort of looks like it's wood, even though it's paper.
Yep.
And what is the size on this box?
It is 10 by 10 by 4 interior dimensions.
Love that you know
on
that.
On the outside, it is 4 1/4 by 10 and a quarter by 11.
On the outside. So we're going to stop before we open this box. Side note, Christy, you talked about yard work. We talked about yard work.
Yeah.
We both did yard work this weekend. Like,
where's this
I
going?
Built, well, I built
I have a yard guy.
Okay, so I built a flower box this weekend, and the only reason I'm like going to the side for this is because we laid the flower box out, but we laid out the inside dimensions, not the outside. So we dug out the ground.
Terrible.
And then we were like, oh, it don't fit.
Oh, right. So it's just funny that you mentioned that there's a difference because my brain didn't go there.
So. This morning you were telling me, oh yeah, we had to like rent this machine and then it wasn't the right machine to rip up the lawn. So like we had to go back and get another machine.
Yes.
And meanwhile, I'm staring at my nephew that's laying on the couch and I'm like, oh dang, there was a machine I could have got because he just ripped out like a whole area of sod in my yard manually with like some kind of frickin' tool he found in my mom's garage.
Oh, we did it with
like
a shovel this weekend.
Yeah.
Elijah and I built a horseshoe pit.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. So we built two horseshoe pits along the diagonal of the yard there.
The hypotenuse.
So, yeah, yeah.
It's like harder than you would think to do that kind of
it
shit.
It took
forever. And I never planned on doing any of this
staking
stuff.
Staking things into the ground and like cutting the boards. We went to like the Home Depot and like got
all
like,
we got done
board.
Was
oh, my God.
The lawn.
And it took like 7 hours to build two horseshoe pits.
We got like a 10 by 6 and like a 6 by 5 area with no grass flattened out. And that's it. And that took us all day yesterday until I went to Pride. And then we worked on it until I came here today.
Yep.
And I'm just like, the whole reason we're doing it is part of it's going to be like a garden flower box for me to grow my own. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm even going to grow there, but something.
Something.
Do herbs.
And there you go. Herbs, whatever.
Herbs.
Something. And then the other part, we got one of those. Somebody gave us the bricks for a fire pit. Like,
oh, nice.
A really nice fire pit.
Yeah,
they
had
gotten it and used it, but they didn't cement it. So when they decided to get something else, they just gave it to us. And that's all I want is for people to come over and get wasted at my bonfire.
That's what I did. That's what I built.
Like,
a
it's so important to me.
Oasis last week.
Yeah, that's like, it's so important to me. So, like, that's what we've been working on. But, like, I thought this was going to be like a 3-hour project. I think this is going to be like a 3-week project.
It's a long time. It takes a while. I'll give you some pointers. You guys should come over, check out our backyard. We've got the hanging lights. I got a table and benches off Craigslist made of like reclaimed.
Where'd you hang the lights from? Because I want to hang lights, and I'm like, I don't know.
We got like a street sign, right? Well, we got like a street sign, and we slammed it down into like pounded it down into the ground, and then hung them from there to the house.
Did you steal the street sign? Because that's the thing. I'm like,
It was already there when I arrived. It was already reclaimed. It was a reclaimed.
We have
street
a couple
sign.
Street signs at our house that I don't know where they came from, but I had.
It's
them
actually the post
of
the
garage.
Street sign, not the
no. So ours were the actual signs, and my boyfriend made me turn them all around because he's like, what if a cop drives by and he's going to take them? And I'm like, I don't think
that. You know they like sell street signs at like stores, like no one would know the difference, right?
Yeah.
Matt Moy didn't know that.
Okay, well.
He was very angry at me. But I was like, okay, no, we're good, I think, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it's so funny because I just don't anticipate doing things like that. And then you do them and it's like really hard. But I measured the size of the pit and I didn't think about external size. I only thought about internal size of what I was going to plant on.
So let's see what's on this internal size.
No,
internal
we're not going to talk about this. So we're going to open this mitten crate, and you guys are going to tell me about the stuff inside. Deal?
All right, deal.
Deal.
Eat, love, Michigan. Eat Love Michigan. Ooh, we got chips first. Great Lakes potato chips, kettle cooked. Michigan cherry barbecue potato chips.
What?
Skin on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, those are awesome.
Tell me about these.
So good. I'm going to say so good to everything because
these are all our children. None of this shit sucks. I mean, that's for sure.
So I don't even remember how we met Chris to begin with. I know so much about Chris and everything else, but I don't remember how we initially.
I think we just met him because we had like his badass potato chips. I think we had him at like Westbourne Market or something. And we were like, we got to get a hold of this guy. Like his stuff is
awesome. Oh, no, holy
awesome.
Shit. You're
and
totally
packaging
right.
Packaging is really good. And I mean, it's beautiful packaging. Packaging.
Cool. Actually,
it's,
I have this tattooed on my foot.
Yeah. I totally am going to get that tattooed one day somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Sorry. There's a shoe over it, kind of. But there's all the Great Lakes on my foot right now. It's the only tattoo I have.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just. Super dope packaging. He's a cool guy. We went up there to Traverse City the first time. They own a restaurant up in downtown. So
Pangea Pizza.
Yeah, he fed us like a whole bunch of pizza and potato chips.
We had a bunch of Two Hearted. I remember that.
We drank a bunch of Two Hearted. That was like a 9 or 10 hour day of driving. I remember driving up there, and then we had to drive down through like Grand Rapids and like back over like to Kalamazoo. It was a long ass day, but
so like, have you done multiple runs of him being in the box?
Yeah, but
we
so
have. But these are brand new.
Yeah. So the cool thing about
the flavor,
a lot of these companies is that we might use the same brand, but it's a different flavor, you know. So they do like what, like 9 different flavors of potato chips now. So I mean, like, even
and they have a bunch of flavors that like only come in big bags.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, which I don't want to say which sucks because
I mean,
it's not.
I
sucks.
Like the big bags,
but
like
you.
It sucks for us. So, yeah. But like they have a buffalo wing potato chip that comes in this like big giant bag.
Dude, it's so good.
They're so good.
Oh my God.
And they won't put them in a small bag, or they just haven't yet, or whatever the case may be, because it's two separate facilities. Like the small bags versus the big bags. They also make like tortilla chips and like whatever. But like. So there's flavors where like we'll taste them. We're like, when you get small bags, let us know because we want to throw these in the mini crate ASAP.
That's kind of awesome. I went to Traverse City once with a bunch of friends and went on one of those wine tours. Mm-hmm. And you know, everything in Traverse City is cherry,
right?
Because they have a cherry
capital
festival,
of the world,
whatever, right? So we all go out. Everybody gets wasted. They have a deal where they like you buy so many bottles of wine and you get a deal. So everybody buys X amount of bottles.
Sure.
Of wine. The next day we wake up, there's 11 girls staying in a house in Traverse City for a bachelorette party. I'm the only girl who didn't buy wine because I was broke. And it was so funny the next day because you can only drink cherry wine for so long.
Mm-hmm.
12
seconds. We wake up the next day and everybody's like, I have 4 to 8 bottles of this shit. And I'm like, I have 0, but I'll drink yours.
Right.
Have you guys ever had that ice wine? I've never had it. I've heard about it. But
no,
like actual ice wine or wine called ice?
No, it's like where they make it out of like frozen grapes up
in
Traverse City.
Ice wine.
Yeah,
ice wine.
No, I've not had it.
So Mobby just released a wine called Ice. That's not ice wine, but it's. Yeah,
is it good? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's really thick and like syrupy. It's definitely it's different. It's more of like a port style kind of wine.
Oh, interesting.
But it's really good actually. At Aurora, where the wedding is in October. That's where.
Oh yeah, Andrew is getting married in Traverse City this year.
Aww.
Yes, at a winery. Yay. We go up there probably like twice a month though to do that wine trail that you're talking about. What's that?
Do you have a florist?
I don't. Yes.
I work for a florist. That's
right on. Yes.
Oh.
That's awesome. How many people are you having at your wedding?
Too many.
Every wedding's too many.
Is it in a barn?
No. Absolutely,
I feel like everyone
absolutely.
That gets married in Traverse rustic? City gets married in like barns.
Yes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Do you have mason jars as the centerpiece?
I don't know.
Are you
going to
serve toffee?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Everybody's wedding favor is toffee. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What you're getting when you come to my wedding.
No,
like,
amen.
It's free for me. So,
how did you propose to this person?
Oh, man.
Oh, this is the cutest story ever.
This is a good story. So, Jen and I have been dating for 10 years. We met the day before we started college, you know, before I dropped out. In August. So it was, I mean, we've known each other for like 11
that's
or 12
you.
Years
that's
now.
That's when me and Matt like met. That's when I've been with my boyfriend.
Yeah,
since.
So it was like 2006 when I met Jen, August of 2006. But anyways, our freshman
met Matt
year.
January of that year.
Yeah. Our freshman year in college, we went to Europe. That was the one that, you know, I told you with the student loans paid for. We went, one of the stops was Europe, was Rome. And we kind of had this spot. We were just starting dating. We had the spot overlooking the Forum and the Colosseum. And anyways, we always said we were going to go back. And so we've been traveling the world for the last 10 years. And last year in September, we got the opportunity to go back with her parents. And so when I knew I found
in front of her parents.
Yeah. No. But I did find a really dope ring. She had no idea. We never went and looked at rings or anything. And we went back to the spot. Like, I took her up there and she was like, you know what? This would have been a really good spot for you to propose to me. And I was like, bam, like done.
Oh,
so I was like, I got you, good fucker. You know, and so she cried and, you know, I laughed
really
and I got it on video. It was the ring box that I got was actually like it had a GoPro in it, like a camera. So like
okay.
I got the whole thing on video. So it worked out well, you know.
You know, one of the coolest things that happened recently over this last holiday season, I was walking around with my friend Joe Gall, who most people call Camera Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were walking around Rochester Hills. He was doing photos for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy asked his girlfriend, Sarah, will you take a picture of me and my girlfriend? Well, it was because he was going to propose to her. So he drops down, and he got his engagement shot by Camera Jesus on accident.
That's what?
And after I was like Joe so, gave him his phone number and everything, and he was like, you know, text me tomorrow, I'm going to take care of you or whatever. And I was just laughing, and I was like, you have no idea what just happened to you. Like, your entire engagement just got caught on camera, and you're going to be so excited tomorrow.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, because that doesn't usually happen.
No.
So this dude had the whole, like, camera sequence from the phone and, like, this whole photo thing that he shot.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, how cool is that to have
yeah.
that? And it was so funny because I was actually arguing with my friend's son at the time. And we both, like, stopped and we were like, oh, my God, they're getting engaged.
Like, that's incredible.
Unexpected. I love that she called you out, though, first.
Yes, yes.
Because then she kind of ruined her own engagement.
Yeah, well, I mean,
congratulations.
It was,
what's her name?
It was pretty good. Her name's Jen.
Congratulations, Jen.
Shout out to Jen.
Shout out to Jen.
Shout out to Jen.
So
she's in Mexico
thing,
filming The Bachelor in Paradise right now. So
that's what she's really filming. You said she was filming something.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
so I'm a huge Howard Stern fan, and that's his favorite show.
Oh, really?
And I've never watched it before, but I know all about it.
Yeah, no, she left yesterday morning. She called me today. She's down there at some resort, and they're filming for the next 27
God.
Days. So I'm a single dog dad for the next 27 days.
I would love to take her out for dinner with you after
absolutely.
The fact and get the scoop on how they actually filmed that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm, like, super
What does
interested.
She do, like, on the show?
She's an assistant camera operator.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So
she
does, like, the run-and-gun shooting with the camera,
yeah.
and then she like, runs the camera package for, like, the actual, like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I
want
to talk to her.
So
yeah,
then, like, she's shooting the girls crying sometimes.
Oh,
and trying
yeah,
not to
all
laugh.
That, all,
yeah.
the, all the good stuff. Yeah,
that's
she
awesome.
Did
all the good
one,
stuff.
The one I like the
Chrissy
best
goes
was she
and
just
trying
got,
not to laugh.
She
yeah.
just got done last year. She did the one of those Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Oh,
which is,
man.
Like,
the most ridiculous thing on the planet.
It makes you not want to live on this planet anymore. Listen. The fact that there's a TV show with two people who are willing to, like, literally, like, turn around and look at each other and, like, get married. It's like,
and, like, then wonder why there's a problem.
Yeah, like, why? I don't understand why this isn't working. Like,
I watched it once. Yeah. I'll be honest. I did watch it once, and I was like, stop. Like,
yeah,
I can't even
I can't.
Find that. Like, because I like the Kardashians. I'm into reality TV.
Oh.
But I was like, no. And I can't watch The Bachelor either.
Yeah.
And I tried one Bachelor in Paradise episode because my friend Sarah was watching it. And I was like, I get the appeal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch this.
I've never watched Kardashians before.
Oh, wait, is it
but
the same thing? Is it like The Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. So it's all the people that were on The Bachelor.
Right?
Mind
blown.
Yeah, I'm just okay.
No, they
and
bring
like,
all these
everybody's in love with other
then.
People for 2 seconds, and it's just like I don't understand. Like, I've been with my boyfriend for 10.5 years, and like, I can't even imagine getting married. That's where I'm at in commitment world. Like, and I love him, and we own a house together, and all that kind of crap. And these people will be with people for 2 seconds, and they'll be like, I don't know. I love this person. I'm like, you do?
Do you though?
Like, have you been
do
around
you?
While they took
yeah.
a shit before?
Yeah, yeah, like, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a whole thing in life that you need to like really
like,
go
have
down.
Have you met
before.
Their mother?
Yeah.
Like I just can't do this.
Have you met their mother?
But those people are into it. Like it's a
yeah.
whole thing.
Okay, back
you know
to
what
snacks.
Else is a whole thing?
Mint crate.
Boom.
So next up we have Benjamin Twiggs chocolate covered dried tart cherries. Those Where are these from?
That sounds
Traverse City. So these are awesome. So Benjamin Twiggs is actually one of the original like cherry purveyors and confectioners, if I'm using the term
mm-hmm.
correctly,
I believe so.
In Traverse City. I think they started over 100
good.
Years ago.
I like the packaging because it's got a little cutout see-through Michigan.
That's why. So they have a litany of products.
They do cherry everything.
We always use those like probably once a year because it's just so cute. Like the little Michigan
yeah,
cut
really
out
cute.
And it's yeah, so.
Plus I don't think anybody's going to be really
yeah,
mad
how
about
are you
going to
be pissed about
cherries.
Chocolate covered
yeah,
cherries,
yeah.
you know.
And we have the Lush Nuts.
Yes,
oh,
so
it's yeah.
one of the new trail mixes.
It's called 269.
Yep,
so
that's a whole mix. She started off doing just the actual nuts and now she started doing these trail mixes which are really good. I think she has, what, 3 different varieties of
the
This looks like it has even, like, the the spicy.
Yeah, the wasabi peanuts. In there.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really well balanced.
Salt and pepper peanuts, wasabi peas, sesame sticks, almonds, organic salted cashews. This is like a super Sadie snack. Sadie's taking this home.
Okay. They're so good.
I want the pretzels.
Michigan's greatest fudge. Handmade Mackinac style fudge made in Michigan. Who made this?
The dude owns that company. His name's Bob.
MMM.
You forgot his name, so you just said Bob.
No, his name's literally Bob.
Actually Bob. Oh, okay.
His name's really Bob.
Bob. Bob McMackinac fudge.
I love it because it says everything that's in it. It's a 1 ounce, best if used by 8/9/17.
So I don't know.
By three generations of family.
I don't know, like, how it took this long. So, like, there's, like, we make a ton of fudge in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how it took somebody this long to make, like, because it's like, you can buy, like, a brick of fudge for, like, $1,000 because it's, like a Volvo of fudge. Yeah. And it's like, no, like, how much fudge could you really eat?
Yeah. Right.
You can't eat a whole ton.
I mean, even, that's more than a single serving. I don't even think I can eat that whole thing. It's like the size of my hand.
Like nine people fudge.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Because it's like you go into a fudge shop and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy so much fudge. And then you never finish it.
And I want to try all the different flavors.
Is this the size of stuff that would come if I ordered a
mini? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's full size stuff.
Okay, so these are full size products.
Yeah. So we don't do
sample size.
Okay, so this is a lot of food.
We don't fuck around.
Yeah, we do five or six, like,
retail facing
goods. I
guess I didn't realize that, because,
goods.
With the Birchbox, you get a small sample.
Yeah, no. We don't do the
I
samples.
Did not realize
well,
that.
Well, so, and another thing, working with, like, small companies
it's harder
is,
for
like,
them to do
if I was
sizes.
Like, hey, like, just give me, like, 500 sample bags of your, like, mix. We're not going to get, like, super awesome, like, Clinique samples of, like, stuff. Like, we're going to get Ziploc bags with, like, a staple label to
and
it.
And it's
so
more
it's, like,
trouble for them to do because, like, even me, like, it's like, oh, we did 50,000 sample bags for Love With Food or 60,000, like, for toffee, right? And it was, like, this little thing. I had to hand apply 60,000 labels to the toffee bags and, like, hand fill them, like, 1 ounces at a time. Like, I was like, I'd rather just give you the regular size product because this is a pain in the ass, you know?
So, yeah, so these are full size. Like, this is a full size tart.
Yeah,
this is a full size candy package.
These are all the packaging that you would buy in stores.
So if you did buy this as a gift, it would look like it honestly is like a gift basket that you would order from someplace. Except for you picked what you wanted in it, which is kind of sweet. Because,
like, I'm just gonna say it. This whole Rust Belt thing is genius. Because there's been so many times where I'm like, oh, I should have ordered a mitten crate as a gift for this thing. And then I'm like, oh, too
morning.
Late now. Yeah. But, like,
well,
now you could just go up to
the That's another thing, too. With the subscription, we only ship once a month. So with the store, you can come in on, you know, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because it's not
still,
open the rest of the week. But you can come in at your own convenience and pick something up for the, you know, the upcoming week. So instead of having, you know, 4 to 6 weeks notice that you need a mitten crate, you can come in. And
it's like the perfect gift for something or someone that you're not sure what to buy.
And the person that has everything, which is everybody at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
And who doesn't want a bunch of snacks?
Because this is America.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's 100% true, though.
Right.
We are really, really spoiled,
like,
and we really,
people,
really have everything.
Like, it's if I want something, I'll go buy it myself.
So, like, my friend Jessica Hayes is this amazing makeup artist, and she does microblading, where you, like, tattoo on eyebrows.
Okay.
And she did my eyebrows for me, and she does my makeup all the time for Hip in Detroit events for us and whatever. So I really wanted to buy her something that, like, would say thank you for bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the fuck to buy her. So I bought her a plant is what I went with. She actually loved it because I
bought
a really
weird
vase.
Which is still, like, that's a dope gift, though.
She got a new microblading space, and she needed to decorate it, so it worked out. But, like, this would have been the kind of thing where it's like, here, I got you something special and cool that you didn't have before that, like, you couldn't put together yourself.
And it's consumable, so, like, it's not like...
Everybody likes food.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's like fuck
food. Here's a picture frame, like, damn it, now I gotta, like, put this on my fucking wall.
Right.
Find
and
a fucking
now
picture.
Find
this
is
weird. You eat it, you throw it away. Like,
okay, so I like this one because it says M1 on it. It says M1 mustard.
So that is actually a super dope collaboration between two of our really good friends. Street Eats makes that mustard.
Oh, Mary Ann's.
And our friend Sean, he actually lives in Pleasant Ridge, and they're based where do they make everything?
It's in Warren now.
It's in Warren now. But he does hot sauces, and this is his new mustard, so the M1 mustard. And it's made with the ginger beer from Mary Ann's Soda, which is,
looks really good.
a couple of our buddies as well, the ginger
beer. And it's a full-size mustard,
yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Like, you would have mustard in your house.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what better to go with mustard than the pretzels
with
from Detroit
lemon.
Popcorn Company. Or, I'm sorry, from Pop Daddy Popcorn.
I don't know Pop Daddy.
Really?
Oh, man.
No.
Those are amazing.
He crushes.
I want to try them.
Both? Yeah. You want to try them right now?
Yeah. Open those up because they're so good. So he does two different flavors of the pretzels. He started off obviously with popcorn, and he kills the popcorn game. He's just a really cool guy. Makes an awesome product, but he came out with these pretzels, and they pair so well with the mustard. It's awesome.
And then what is this? This is just shredded paper.
Yeah, don't eat that.
That's you not, have to pay yeah. for shredded not, paper.
Yeah. Oh, you have no.
Pay a lot of money for
you have
paper,
no idea.
Yeah. We have so much shredded paper. We could fill this entire room with shredded paper.
That's some good pretzels.
Like and it's paper. Oh my god, it's they're really good. They're so good. They're so good.
They're really good.
Shout out to Mark at Pop Daddy.
Chew into this.
Shout out to Mark.
What's the flavor on them?
Zesty lemon? Pepper lemon or lemon pepper.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Really I like good. The Parmesan garlic ones. Those are my favorite. Yeah.
I like that I like you guys pay ones. Attention to the packaging too. You're like, oh yeah, that one has really cool packaging.
Yeah, well, I mean, aesthetic is like the first thing you see when you go through a store.
It's the thing that sells me on everything, and absolutely. I feel bad about that because sometimes I'm like, stop it, you're totally buying this for the package.
Well,
but
for sure, but that's what catches your eye. Like, you know, when the whole idea of Mint and Crate is getting products into people's mouths, right? That you like, you might not have come across this organically. That's
no,
you
I've
know,
never. I've actually never seen any. Of this.
Right,
and I
90%
shop
of the time you
smaller yeah. artisan places.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's not like I'm not familiar with this world of food products. Yeah. Like,
but I mean,
I've never seen any of this.
That's, you know, doing this, doing Dave's Sweet Tooth. You know, that's kind of what got us into doing this is the sampling we were doing with the toffee company. But the packaging aesthetic is so important because you a lot of the times in a store you've never tried any of these products. So unless it catches your eye and you know you're attracted to that packaging, it could be the best product in the world, but you're probably not going to reach out and grab it.
No.
So it's so important, and all these companies that we work with, we try to have, you know, a certain level of aesthetic so that, like, you know, you're going to have a brand experience and you're going to go out and you're going to see these Lush Nuts at, you know, Westbourne Market or Western
right.
Market in Ferndale.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you know, pick them up and go, I had these in a Mint and Crate. I'm going
to
buy them again.
Me. Yeah,
you know, I mean,
definitely.
That's the whole point. So
I like that every single one of these products has Michigan on it.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm checking them all out.
So how can people get a Mint and Crate?
You can go to mittandcrate.com, surprisingly. Or you can
pop
into the Rust Belt.
Can you try it for 1 month? Do you have to try it for multiple
months?
So we
do. So right now, we are going to be redoing the website at the end of the summer.
We are hip in Detroit's going to be doing the website next week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
So we do. So obviously, there's like a month to month subscription. It's $35. It's like Netflix. Like, you get it until you cancel. We do like a $99 3 month block that basically, like, so you get to just like save money, and it'll just charge you like every
that's a perfect
3 months.
Gift. Mm-hmm. $99 is a
that's
perfect
like,
gift.
I would say probably 2 or 3 to 1 over the holidays. That's like the only thing we do. Is
that's
like
awesome.
We'll get like 1,000 3 month orders, and it's like literally like somebody in West Bloomfield shipping to like Arizona.
That's
or
what
Chicago
I was gonna say. You said
New
before
York.
You get a lot that are like people shipping mm-hmm. out
oh, I
of town.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sweet though, because like I've had family that lived here and moved, and I think they would appreciate that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I remember my uncle came back to town this year. I went and bought every what's my favorite chips from here?
Better Meat.
Thank you. I went and bought every brand of Better Made they had and was like, here, we
oh,
have
so
these
good.
Still.
But that's one thing, too. You guys don't do the brands like that everybody
so
knows.
We,
well, it's not that we don't do them. We just
we
try to focus
things
on the smaller
that,
ones.
Yeah.
Well, and when we use big brands, we use things that you would never know that they've made. So, we'll use Better Made, Saunders, Faygo, whatever. But like we use Better Made, we put their licorice in. Like nobody's.
Wait, what? Let's pause.
Exactly.
Better Made has a
yeah.
licorice.
Exactly. They have like, in, like what's it called? Old timey licorice or,
yeah, yeah.
or something? Or
it's like
old fashioned.
Old fashioned licorice.
Old fashioned
yep.
licorice. And it's so good. Like, but nobody ever knows that Better Made makes licorice.
Right.
And so you get it and you're like, oh, Better Made, like, I know that, but why is this licorice? That's super weird.
Yeah, and licorice is my favorite candy. I'm not a big candy
really?
Person.
Licorice
oh
is
my,
God,
my
grandmother's
me?
Favorite candy.
Well, what's your grandmother's name? Probably Sadie.
It's Joan.
Oh,
yeah.
Joan is
yeah.
like my favorite name ever. This is Joan.
My
Rivers.
Grandma is my favorite person on the planet.
Really? How old is she?
She is shit. She was born in 34. So what does that make her? 93?
Oh, no, 83. 83? Yeah. 83. She's 83 years
yeah.
old. What's her name?
Joan.
Joan what?
Oh, Joan McFadden.
Joan McFadden, shout out to you. I know you're totally listening to a podcast.
Oh, she will. Like my like mom
she'll hear
will like send it
yeah.
to her
oh,
like
that's
somehow.
So cute.
She's not listening live, but she'll
yeah,
hear it.
You.
And like
shout
my
to Joan.
Grandpa's like super techie, so like he'll figure out a way to like
that's awesome. How
put it on like
grandpa's
a cassette.
Too?
Yeah.
Damn,
so well
you're lucky.
So my On my mom's side, my grandma and grandpa are still alive. On my dad's side, both my grandparents are passed away. So
yeah, because I mean, at our age, most of the time they are. Yeah. I have one grandma. Christy has one grandma.
Yeah.
How old is your grandma now? 91?
Yeah, 91. Yeah. She'll be 92 in September.
Yes, she will. Oh, my God. Christy's grandma is the sweetest person.
Still lives
on the planet.
By herself.
Yep, my grandma still lives by herself, 89. She's not the nicest person on the planet, but she's cute.
My grandma's
grandparents are hit or miss. Like, yeah. It's oh, either yeah. like it's they are the best
my grandma
people
might
on the entire
be
planet.
The meanest person.
Or, yeah, or they're the worst.
My grandma's new thing is like every day she's like, I can't see shit. I can't remember shit. Like every day she just says that. But
grandma,
she's happy.
You said that yesterday. Yeah.
So I've always had bleach blonde hair. Well, like for the-
oh, and she also says, I'm just sitting here watching the boob tube. Sorry, I had to
okay,
cut that
grandma.
In.
The boob okay, too. Grandma. I'm not sure what that means. No, but like I saw my grandma for Mother's Day a few weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And my whole mom's family came into town for the first time, I think, in my whole life. Which was a little weird,
yeah,
right?
You're like, what's happening to grandma?
Well, but. Yeah, and I'm also like, oh, I'm going to see my aunt that I haven't seen. I've seen her once. Like, I don't have anything to talk to.
Your aunt from, like, Colorado
yes.
or something? I remember.
Wait,
we
I have an aunt from Colorado, too.
I have
shout
an aunt
out
from
to Charlie.
Colorado that I've, oh, Chuck. I have an aunt that lives in Colorado that I've actually never
wait, what
met.
If all of our aunts are the same person?
What?
But she pops
you guys
up
are
on
cousins.
My, she pops up on my
I'm
Facebook.
I'm going to get in on that mitt
like,
gray.
You might know, like,
that's weird.
Your aunt Sandra. I'm like, I do know her. But
yeah.
I don't really know her.
Come on through. It's going to be a party.
No, but like she comes up to me and I get my hair done. I've had my hair done by the same person since I was 19. It's Salon Noir in Romeo. I drive out to Romeo.
What?
Because my hairdresser is in Romeo now. Exactly.
You know, like we're right next door to a hair salon right now.
I do.
Right? Like,
shout out to Natasha and Sarah Markle from Craft
I
Salon.
I love that Natasha yeah. is here. So let me tell you, if
Sarah
I did
does
not.
My hair.
Okay, cool. So if I did not go to my girl, I would definitely go to Craft Salon because I love what they do. I also love
they
Nude
crush.
Salon in Royal Oak. I think both of them are killing
okay.
the game.
Yep, yep, yep.
They both do amazing color, whatever. But Kelly's been doing my hair since I was 19, and I'm not switching. So she did this thing recently where my hair is no longer bleach blonde. It's now called inking out the roots. Yeah, right. Exactly. It takes like 5 more hours. And I'm going to be honest with you. I just want to be a bleach blonde. So whatever. It looks really cool, right?
I think she really just did it because she was going to be close for a remodel. And she's like, I'm not going to be able to fix Sadie's roots for a few weeks. Let's just do this.
The thing is, I'm still going every 5 weeks. So that doesn't make any sense. But anyways, the best part was on Mother's Day, my grandma was like, there's something wrong with your hair. She was like, you look like shit.
You look like
you have roots. You're not supposed to have roots. So I don't have one of those cool grandmas. Like my grandma was like, you need to go fix yourself right now. And I told my hairdresser, I was like, so I love my hair, but my grandma does
grandma
not love
did not
my
feel
hair.
The
like
same
grandma
way.
Was actually pissed at me for my hair. Which is the best. I think that's the best.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny too. So Christy,
so we're about up.
We are about up. I don't want to be about up because these guys are actually fun to talk to.
It's fun.
Sometimes
hey, we'll
guests,
come back anytime, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
B is fun to talk to. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be able to find you for the foreseeable future at Rust Belt.
At an absolute minimum until the end of the year.
Okay, cool.
So the idea that we're toying with is if the mini store is doing really well, do we replicate that and do mini stores all around the state? Or do we do our own brick and mortar? Do we just keep the Rust Belt? Like, there's a bunch of different ways like it can go.
Possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless, but there's a lot of.
But like, for now, what we have solidified is like we have a contract with the Rust Belt through the end of this year.
Cool. So for 2017, you can go there. I absolutely love this idea as a gift. I have a couple weddings coming up. I think this would be awesome. It's just, it's fun. It's different stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a present
to take
in the
if you're
fucking
just, like,
mail.
Going to a party.
But it's also a present in the mail for yourself. Yeah. And let's be honest, like, we don't do that enough.
Yeah, so you can go to the store or you can do a subscription.
And to jump back on the redoing the website. So hopefully by the end of the summer, what we're going to have is we're going to have the ability to sell a bunch of our, like, basically best-selling products, like, one-off. We're going to do standalone gift boxes. At different price points because we, you know, the boxes for the monthly boxes, they're $35 a month. And like Andrew said, they only ship once a month. So the big thing for us is like some people want cheaper gifts. Some people need more expensive gifts or whatever. So we're going to kind of do like different tiers of pricing for gift boxes that will ship next day. So when
oh,
you
nice.
Have So when you have Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July party.
You can't make it out to the Rust Belt because you live in Kentucky.
Exactly.
Right.
You can get Michigan-made stuff like shipped basically on demand from the website.
That's
so
awesome.
We're, yeah. So that's like our next big redo after I work out all the Rust Belt kinks.
So what that is two awesome Michigan hustlers hustling for other Michigan companies, which I fucking love, which is really fucking cool.
And
so,
then the money goes to Gleaners too.
And then, yeah. And then at the end of the day, they're feeding
you can
some
feel
people.
Good about it.
But that's like I was saying earlier, millennials, like that's what we want. Like we want to have our money. We're willing to pay a little bit more for things if we like know it makes sense.
Sure.
Like I am at least. I don't know. Like,
yeah, we're the same
shop
way.
Shop
like
local.
By doing Mint and Crate, not only are you helping Andrew and Corey, but then you're helping what like maybe
six,
about
five
six
or
businesses.
Six companies every month, plus feeding people, you know, from Gleaners. So
that's awesome.
Plus, all of our friends
for 35
that we
hire
bucks. To, you know, with beer to pack them in crates.
Right.
So don't forget about them. Those are the people behind
the
scenes
jewels.
That make it happen, you know.
Awesome. Anything
right, well,
else
awesome.
You want to tell people before we wrap things up?
No, go buy a Mint Crate. Go to mintcrate.com.
Yeah, buy Mint Crates. Yeah. Buy a ton of them.
Buy all of them. Keep us in the lifestyle
you,
that we become accustomed to.
So I will say this.
Which is what? Drinking Blake's at a podcast.
Drinking Blake's at a podcast on a
if
Sunday
If you need
night,
to get in yeah. contact with Andrew or I.
Don't.
Step one, here's Andrew's phone number.
No.
248.
You can email us at info@mintandcrate.com or like you can DM us on like Instagram or
yeah,
Facebook
so if you're like working on some cool shit and you
yeah,
need
if you're doing food stuff, like
there,
we need
like,
to know about
send
it.
Send that shit
Absolutely,
over.
Yeah. Even but if you have a problem, just figure it out yourself. Google it. We don't want to hear about it.
I forgot about that.
if you actually have a problem, don't call us.
Don't ask Jeeves because I found out he doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's just like Corey and I. We're not a major like multinational
Dude,
corporation.
This is me and Christy.
And we will
oh
not get to your email for like a week. So do not expect a reply in 20 minutes.
So recently somebody was like, how many people write for Hip in Detroit? And I'm like, me and Christy. And they're like, but wait, how many other people though? I'm like, me and Christy. Wait, no, just me and Christy. No, it's who does the photos? Me and Christy. Who does the videos? Me and Christy. Like,
yeah.
Some of us aren't making $1 million.
That's Corey and I. It's
yeah,
Corey
we
and I.
Do it all the time.
We just have passion.
They're like, who runs your
shit?
Instagram? I do. Yeah. what do you mean, who runs it?
Who answers all your meals or emails? Me and Christy. Like, it's all the same. It is what it is. It's called trying to make something of yourself. Try it sometime.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
In your case, it worked. In ours, we're not sure yet.
The verdict's still out. The verdict's still out for us.
I think if it's working.
I think
right?
It's awesome. I think it's awesome.
It's not a finite thing.
So keep it up. So we mentioned it earlier. Hip in Detroit is actually going to go on hiatus starting tomorrow, which we've never done before, really.
Well, we took a vacation for my birthday last year.
Yeah, we took a vacation for your birthday last year. Nice, Christy. That sounds awesome. We didn't take a vacation for Sadie's birthday.
I put the option out there, and you turned it down.
I did turn it down. It's fair. It's on me. But we are taking a break starting tomorrow. We have 3 ticket giveaways, which are running through this week, and we will be drawing winners. But we are not going to be posting any new content. And the reason why is because we are going to be meeting up this week, and we are going to be redesigning the entire website.
I'm trying.
We're going to be trying to redesign the entire website.
So you mean you guys are going to be drinking sparkling wine and Blake's hard cider until you can't anymore?
So hopefully in about a week from now, we're going to relaunch the website and have some new stuff for you guys. We're going to kind of take things in a different direction because we've been doing this for 5 years and the city has changed and what you guys are interested in has changed. You know, when we started, we could post a video and we would be the only people that had a video. And now everybody in their Instagram has a video. So it's just a different game.
Different vibe.
Different vibe. Yeah, the whole nine yards. So we have ticket giveaways set up through the rest of the year. We have lots of fun things going on. We have podcasts booked.
We're not going away.
We're not going away, but we're taking
just
a week
for a
off.
Week, man.
And I could not be more excited about it. Like, I'm really...
I was like, dang, I don't have to go home and write or
I don't have
edit
to go home
tonight.
And write on a Sunday night.
So what are you guys doing after this? We can just
I've
go get drunk.
I've never experienced that. I've really never experienced that.
We're going to watch Silicon Valley.
We already told you. We're going to drink beer.
We already told you this.
Dang. Literally down the street.
Yep. So I think we're going to be shooting some new photos with Camera Jesus. I think we're going to be doing some really cool stuff. I think when the website relaunches, you guys are going to be excited because we're going to be kind of showing you a different side of Detroit. So... here goes nothing, I guess. Yes?
Yeah.
We'll see. It is what it is.
Wait, we're doing something different?
We're doing that. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, you can always go to podcastdetroit.com and listen to all of the podcasts that we've already recorded. You can visit maintandcrate.com if you'd like to sign up and try getting your own box. It's my box in the mail.
Eat my box.
Is now the only thing that I'm going to call it. And you can always visit Hip in Detroit, HIPINDETROIT.com to find out all things that are fucking cool in this city. Shout out to Tony Rave and the 48 Hour Project, which is having their opening this Wednesday. They've been creating all weekend. And that's it.